Blog Talk Radio.
Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.
Hey, good morning. John Hollis with Rockers in Recovery right here on Waking Up Blessed. I want to welcome everybody to the show this morning. I hope everybody had a great weekend. I hope it was blessed. We're going into, of course, the 4th of July here pretty rapidly. And I want to wish everybody a healthy and safe and sober and clean 4th of July. And again, don't let any drunk set up those fireworks. Could be pretty scary. So I just wanted to let everybody know that today's show is sponsored by Sober Map App. You can go to, of course, SoberMap.com. Find out more information there at SoberMap.com. Those guys are doing a lot of great work. They're actually doing some updates right now, and they're going to be releasing some stuff in August. So check out John and the boys at SoberMap.com, and you can find out more information on how to download there. You can also check out RockersInRecovery.com for any information that you would like to find out about our show and about who I am. Rockers in Recovery has been dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery, media, and help for others. And, of course, we are an addiction recovery resource on top of a lot of other things that we do. So you can check it out at RockersInRecovery.com. This morning we got a great guest on, Debbie Perkins, from jail to Yale, as I would like to say about Debbie. She's come a long way. And she, was in prison and, went through her trials and tribulations through a long period of her life, has written several things and a couple of books, and most importantly, she is engaged in the community in West Palm Beach, Florida, and she does a lot of stuff to help others. And I want to bring Debbie on this morning and, of course, get some more information. And Debbie, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Good, honey. Hey, listen, I got a question for you. Everybody that's in recovery, we go through this process. By the grace of God, I woke up blessed this morning. Mad, glad, or sad, didn't have to use yesterday. Ain't planning on using today and moving in towards, what God's plans are for me today. So that being said, how do you do that? When you wake up blessed each morning, what are some of the things that you start to do to get yourself going?
Well, every morning when I wake up, I get my coffee and I read all my spiritual material and I arm myself for the day because, as you know, I work out here in West Palm Beach, Florida. I'm doing more homeless outreach for people that are not insured. And I sit down and I pray and I ask God to guide me in every step of my way and put the people in my path that He chooses for me to help. And I do not forget where I came from. I absolutely stay humble and I turn my fear into faith and I put one foot in front of the other.
It's a beautiful thing, man. And when you, you deal with a lot of different things. And I know you have a lot of moving mechanisms with your organization and how you help people. Do you find that the stress sometimes you have to just kind of like take a break and step back? And how do you pause through the day? What are some of the actions you take that you're going through during the day and you're under stress or you're under fire? What do you do? How do you handle it?
Well, I still work a program. I'm coming up on 9 years sober. And as you know, my story is horrendous. And I still work a program on a daily reprieve. So I call my sponsor every day. I go to meetings and I stay in the middle. I never forget where I came from. And, life is not easy on a good day. And I just pray for guidance. And I have to step back and just breathe sometimes. I'll go to the beach and I'll meditate. And, sometimes they're worse than others because I'm out here in the middle and I'm in the trenches. But it keeps me humble because it reminds me of what I never, ever, ever have to go back to.
Good stuff. What are some of the activities that you're involved with right now? As far as the coalitions and things, you were telling me that you're doing a, a food program right now. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Truly, I've been very blessed to have met a gentleman named Pastor Dan West. He is the owner and founder of Restoration Bridge, and he feeds over 600 families a week. He's highly involved in homeless outreach. He does some nursing homes, foster care, Section 8 housing. And when I met him, I realized the huge need in the recovery community of all these kids that are going in halfways that have no food. And what's so amazing about it, because we as people that are in early recovery or active addiction, you know, we've been takers all our lives. And I learned to give back. And once I started doing that and helping the next struggling addict or alcoholic is how I stay sober. And so I've gotten the recovery community involved because it's completely volunteer. And he's got amazing, amazing companies that donate their food, like Costco, Winn-Dixie, Publix, Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's is amazing. They're even the management that comes out there and they donate some of their time. And if anybody that's in early recovery and just going into the halfway, they can come out there and volunteer 4 hours and leave with a box full of food. And it's really good for your soul because it's not a handout, you're earning it. So it's good for your self-esteem to know that you're doing something for somebody else as well as helping yourself. And I've never been more blessed to be a part of such an organization. I have a lot of the kids in my halfway come out there and volunteer. You know, in my halfways, you have to either work, volunteer, or go to school. And it's been so good for all my newcomers coming in. And when they go home, they just feel well and they feel accomplished. And not only are they getting food, but they're also getting some spiritual food because Pastor Dan is amazing at feeding their soul. So it's not only feeding your belly, it's feeding your soul to help you change your ways of turning into a spiritual being instead of selfish and self-centered. You know, that's what we knew in our addiction. And it's just good in every area of your life. You know, when I got home the first day I volunteered, of course I was exhausted. But the way that I felt spiritually was feeding my soul. And I realized the need, you know, he was doing a lot of homeless outreach, but the need in our community of all these kids that are going into halfways, you know, parents are exhausted from trying to help their kids because of their addiction. And it just helps everybody involved. That's why I got all the recovery community involved in going out there and volunteering.
How can you, Debbie, give some information on how people can contact the organization or yourself, where they can, you know, get involved?
Well, they can absolutely call me. My phone number is 561-880-7877. It's easier to call me than Pastor Dan because he's on the phone 24 hours a day, it seems, trying to people calling him for help. In need of food and resources. And it's restorationbridge.com if anybody wants to look it up. I mean, he's huge in the industry. He has a food pantry on Saturdays where they can, if they can't volunteer in the beginning, they can go out there and get in the food pantry line. It's at the old Han Military Trail in Purdy Lane, which is now Community of Hope. So the outreach is there. There's no reason for anybody out here to be going hungry. Even if it's an emergency, I need food right now. He's there. An organization is there. And the help is there for all of our people that are in recovery.
So it's Restoration Bridge. You can Google it. Check it out, folks. It's, you know, from everything that I've been hearing, it's a huge, huge need, but most importantly, it's a huge organization really showing love and concern for people that are destitute. You know, hey, listen, I was on the streets, and there were many a times that, you know, people reached out and helped me, like Pastor Dan, and, you know, our turn, you know, folks like me and Debbie, is that we have to get the information out there and be able to support things and support people and support the love of recovery. And the love of recovery is real simple, by giving it back. Debbie, in closing, what would you say to a newcomer that's struggling right now, that's saying, you know, something, this sucks and I don't want to be here?
Well, just remember that you got to stop being a victim and you got to become a survivor. We all have a past. We can't dwell on what was. We got to work on what is. And to get that sponsor and do the work in a program and to reach out to another newcomer and stay in the middle and just never forget where you came from and stay in the day. There are people out here that care. Go to meetings and but stop being a victim, because none of us are victims to our past. We're survivors of a future that can be absolutely amazing. You know, I have a website, deb-perkins.com, and it'll tell you my past and it'll tell you where I'm at today. And I haven't heard many stories of like mine. And where I'm coming up on 9 years sober, co-authored 4 books. I'm a nationally certified interventionist, life coach, recovery coach, and I stay in the middle and I just help the next struggling alcoholic. And that's what kept me sober all these years. So I'm blessed.
Debbie, again, why don't you give your website?
Deb, D-E-B, the dash sign or minus sign, Perkins, P-E-R-K-I-N-S.com.
Very cool. And Debbie does a lot of outreach through an association with a website, Heroin. What is the name of that website so they can find that too?
I'm no longer with it's actually RestoringHopeSoberServices.com.
Okay.
And I'm involved with NoMoreHeroin.org. I'm more focusing on the non insurance and the people that have no hope is my goal.
Very cool. Give that again. And it's non the heroin side.
RestoringHopeSoberServices.com.
Okay. All right. Very cool. Very cool. And in the meantime, if you're looking to find out more information, you can go to at Debbie Perkins on Facebook. Debbie's a great lady, and we want to thank you for being on the show this morning, Debbie. Most importantly, have a blessed day, and you know what you do is amazing work, and you help a lot of people. We love you big time, and thank you for being on the show this morning.
Love you so much, and many prayers to your wife. Love her to the moon.
Thank you.
And I love you, John.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me on the show.
You bet. We'll talk soon.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys. It's like, you know, pretty cool stuff. Over the years, since 2008, when we started Rockers and Recovery Radio, when we started to meet different people along the way, and it's been thousands now. You know, Debbie is one of the gems that always sticks out. You know, just a great lady with a big heart, wanting to help a lot of people. And she does that, you know, and she does it with elegance, and she does it with dignity and respect, and she treats people with dignity and respect, and she's a great lady. So check her out at Debbie Perkins on Facebook. And this morning we're going to play 2 songs. I'm going to play October Skies by our friend Mitz. You can go to at Mitz Music. It's M-I-Z Music, at M-I-Z Music on Facebook. Check out his information, and the band information are amazing. And then the second song we're going to play is An Hour With You by our friend Peggy that was on Friday. So let's check this out. And you guys have a rocking day. We'll talk soon. I'll see you tomorrow morning, or talk to you tomorrow morning right here on Waking Up Blessed, part of Rockers in Recovery, sponsored by Sober Map app. Go to SoberMap.com. Also, you can check out the Rockers in Recovery Media Partners, Addiction Recovery Resources, Clearbrook Treatment Centers, Amethyst Recovery Center, The Shores Treatment and Recovery, and Hoping Grace Recovery Center. You check them out. You can, if you're right here on the page right now, and you're listening on Blog Talk, you can see the links and the phone numbers to everybody, and you can also find it at rockersinrecovery.com. You guys have a blessed day and October skies.
Now the autumn comes so subtle, like roses in the spring, and you wake one day and realize, man, it's such a beautiful thing.
Never see the daylight or the emeralds in her eyes. Your lover's heart like a wild red river flows. But then I had to come across with all my insistence, when all I needed was just a shot to strengthen my resistance to you. But now
You by Peggy James. You can check out Peggy James at Peggy James on Facebook. She's a great singer-songwriter. Of course, you listen to October Skies before that by Mitz, M-I-Z Music on Facebook. And also, we had a great show with Debbie Perkins this morning. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and being a part of the show, being a part of our world. And again, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Blessed day.
Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery.